When the legislative session convenes on Monday, state lawmakers will have more than 4,500 pieces of legislation they can consider. State Impact reporters have been combing through the bills and have this preview.
I'm Rachel Hubbard, interim editor for State Impact, and three themes that will dominate legislative discussion this year also happen to be the areas our reporters cover. We'll start with State Impact education reporter Robbie Korth. Reforming education is a major priority for lawmakers, but to get much substantive change in classrooms, you need people who are willing and able to teach. Robbie, does Oklahoma have enough teachers?
No, but the pay raise they got after the walkout has certainly helped, and the number of working teachers actually increased in 2019, but there's still a ton of emergency certified teachers in Oklahoma. Those are the teachers who are allowed to teach on a temporary basis, even though they don't have all the necessary training. Right now, there's about 3,000 emergency certified teachers, and there were just 30 a decade ago.
Wow. So what legislation have lawmakers filed to counteract the teacher shortage?
They're really looking at a blend of attracting qualified teachers and retaining those that Oklahoma already has. That includes proposals for things like raising the minimum starting pay, providing bonuses, and making it easier to transfer in out-of-state teaching certificates.
Will these efforts end the teacher shortage?
Probably not. We're facing a fundamental problem here in Oklahoma that's going to take years to fix. Our teachers' colleges are declining in enrollment, and that means less people want to be educators. It's just going to be tough to get more teachers.
Okay, so moving on to criminal justice, Quentin Chandler is our criminal justice reporter. Several reform bills stalled last year because of political infighting, but it's a two-year legislative session, so we may see those bills again. What do you expect?
Yeah, so Rachel, some of the standout bills were attempting to enact probation and parole reform. There was a contentious bail reform bill, a bill that set clear definitions for felony drug crimes like possession with intent to distribute, and there was a bill that would shorten prison sentences for repeat offenders.
So these are the carry-forward bills. What's new?
So there are some interesting bills that were filed this year, including issues that Governor Kevin Stitt has made a priority. One measure calls for the Department of Corrections to issue an annual contraband cell phone report to the governor, the Senate President pro tem, and House Speaker. Governor Stitt ordered a crackdown on contraband cell phones after those coordinated prison riots that led to a statewide lockdown. There are also several bills calling for comprehensive reentry programs at the Department of Corrections.
And finally, Jackie Fortier is State Impact's health reporter. Voters will decide if Medicaid will be expanded in Oklahoma this year, but Governor Kevin Stitt and Republican leaders say they have an alternative plan. Jackie, do you know what his plan is?
No, we don't know that yet. There's a few pieces of legislation filed by leading members that are shell bills. That's just the title of the bill without the rest of the language. And it really acts as a placeholder. So we won't know until those are fleshed out during the session what Stitt's plan to get more people access to health insurance might be.
This is also the second legislative session to take place after medical marijuana was passed by voters in June of 2018. What kind of medical marijuana legislation are you seeing?
Well, medical marijuana users can expect a lot more regulations if the bills that are filed pass. One proposed amendment would prohibit any retail marijuana establishment licensed by the State Department of Health, which they all are, from operating within 1,000 feet of any full or part-time place of worship. That's quite a few places in Oklahoma. That includes churches, temples, synagogues, mosques. And that could really limit new businesses, especially in rural areas, which is really the point of the legislation.
You've reported that there are about $75 million from opioid litigation waiting for state legislators to direct to a state agency. The money is supposed to go to fund opioid treatment. Have bills been filed to do that?
The short answer is we don't really know. Again, we're seeing those shell bills. They've got titles like the Oklahoma Opioid Reform Act, but we don't know where it would funnel the money. Ultimately, what happens to those millions of dollars is up to legislators.
Thanks, Jackie, and thanks for your reporting for State Impact. Jackie is leaving the team to be the lead health policy reporter for KPCC in Los Angeles. You can still find the legislative themes she and the rest of the State Impact team have been tracking on our website. I'm Rachel Hubbard.